Well, moving on now, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has once again warned that any military intervention in Syria could have negative consequences on the regional and international security. Zarif expressed hope that the international community would put the focus on finding a political solution to the situation in Syria. He added that resorting to force is in violation of international law while condemning the use of chemical weapons by anyone, anywhere in the world. Zarif made the remarks in a series of phone conversations with his Irish, Dutch and Indonesian counterparts. The consultations are part of Iran's latest efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Let's talk to Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, political commentator from Boston. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, what part does Iran play in the Syrian crisis? Well, it seems that we've established contact once again with Boston to talk to Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, political commentator, about the about how Iran plays in this Syrian crisis. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, tell us more about how Iran is how Iran plays in this Syrian crisis. What role does it play?
Well, Iran from the outset of this crisis has been keen on playing conflict management roles by trying as best as it can to prevent an outbreak of war, another calamitous war in the Middle East. And we have seen an extensive use of telephone diplomacy by the resourceful foreign minister, Dr. Zarif, and other Iranian officials, including the officials at the United Nations. Because, as you know, the Secretary General of the United Nations has come out strongly in opposition to any U.S. war on Syria, and I think that is the sentiment that is widely shared by many member states of the United Nations. So, overall, I think Iran has handled this crisis so far pretty well and has dispatched its parliamentary delegation to Syria to express solidarity with the government that is being threatened by unilateral military actions and aggression by the United States. And hopefully the net results of such diplomatic efforts will yield a positive result in terms of offsetting the momentum toward another war in the Middle East.
But of course, how do you think the Syrian army will respond forcefully to, in light of an American attack on its soil?
Well, the Syrian army is, of course, involved in this very bloody internal civil war. But, it's a 500,000 strong army with sizable missile arsenal. And I think that, it will be able to retaliate in some measure, to some extent, against this overwhelming U.S. superpower, attack that is planned against it. I think that the Syrian military's capability has played a minor secondary deterrent role with respect to this impending attack. Hopefully, this will not materialize, but if it does, because of the Syrian government's determination to strike back against the aggressors, there's the possibility of, a wider and more sustained war in contrast to what is being promised by President Obama in terms of a war that is short in duration and limited in scope. A lot of people, including the U.S. Congress, are skeptical about that and are concerned about, unintended consequences of even a limited strike that could degenerate and spiral into a much wider regional conflict.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Kaveh Afrasiabi, political commentator from Boston. Thanks for your time there, sir.